The year 1964 saw several beginnings. The first episode of Jeopardy, the arrival of the Beatles into America, and the founding of guitar string manufacturer GHS Strings. Based in Battle Creek, they produce strings for nearly every type of instrument and have had guitarists like Jack White and Hank Williams Jr. use their products. The GHS comes from its founders, Gould, Holcomb, and Sulco. The company has been owned by lawyer Robert McPhee since the mid-70s, and his son Russ oversees operations there today. McPhee contributes their success to both good luck and good timing.
We entered the guitar string market right as the guitar exploded, you know, in the 70s and the 80s and that type of thing. And we established a brand name and a lot of market share. So by the time the guitar market started slowing down, which it would have been in the late 90s, we were already very well established.
But you can't make a good product without good employees. And GHS has some of the most loyal.
We have very high seniority. So people just stay. We have, I'd say, 30 to 35% of our people have been here over 35 years.
At 45 years of service, HR Director Diane Stroll is the most senior employee with the company. She worked summers in the office and occasionally on the line until she graduated. She then became a full-time employee and worked her way up.
I wanted a job for the summer so I could buy my first car. I was 16, so I had to get a work permit, and I went in and I just said I would like a job, and he said, well, why should I hire you? And I said, because I'm a good cheerleader. I was making $1.85 an hour when I started out in 1969.
That long-term loyalty trickled down to the staff, who Stroll says have become more than just co-workers with each other. But McPhee says that turnover is inevitable.
Many of our long-term employees are reaching retirement age, and we are having about four or five people a year retire. And out of a workforce of about 100, which is what we now employ, you know, that's 5% a year.
Though guitar strings might seem recession-proof, McPhee says they've had to find more storefront distributors in the wake of traditional music stores closing down. And, of course, the arrival of the internet. GHS has expanded into Best Buy. They sell strings on their own site, and they've grown their markets in China and Russia. But through it all, McPhee says they're not without their loyal fan base.
I was having lunch with my wife one day at home, and my cell phone rang, and I answered it. And the man on the other end said, hey, Russ, this is Flea, you know, from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And it really was Flea. He wanted to send some strings to friends of his in Nigeria. I've had Gene Simmons call me before. Over the years, I've met Yoko Ono, I've met Jackson Brown, I've met Quincy Jones, I've met, you know, all these people. The product we make is very cool.
Will you please rise, remove your hats for the playing of our national anthem tonight by one of the biggest Laker fans of all time, Flea.
For WMUK, I'm Erin Williams.